This is the SML Podcast.
Back or yo?
Back or yo?
Feel good?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, just...
Seriously? Now I have to, because of how you are, I have to put these on. I don't want to put
He's putting on a condom, for those who can't see.
I want to stay home with my headphones on.
Tim is like the child of the podcast.
He is. Look at the cup he's, look at the cup he's drinking out of.
He can't sit still. Yeah, the Princess Peach mug.
Is it a Princess Peach mug?
Yeah, dude.
It's Ashley yells in, that's mine!
I didn't even look on that side of the mug. I just saw Nintendo World, and I'm like, that's a sweet mug.
Of course you would like that one.
Yeah, mine's the Luigi one, so...
Mine should be the Waluigi one.
Wah. Wah. All right, intros.
What's up, everybody? I'm Tim.
I'm Chris.
I'm Joe. This is the podcast.
Oh, God. What's your favorite podcast?
What's your favorite podcast? I like the SML podcast. Blademode.com. Anyway.
And yeah, we just lost all of our listeners with that intro.
since we talk about Blademode.com so much, we figured why not get the owner of Blademode.com on the show this week. So, ladies and gentlemen, our boss is Kyle Gatto is here.
You guys are awful.
Thank you.
I was
your words of encouragement make us feel so much better.
I was just waiting for you're all fucking fired.
So, venerable leader, tell us how did you come up with the name blademode.com for our popular website?
Let's not go down this road.
I was before we even started recording, I turned to Joe. I'm like, Joe, how many times is Kyle going to rage quit? Like,
I think we should have a blade mode counter. We should count every time blade mode gets said.
That'll be our contest for the week.
Go back in this episode and see how many times we say blade mode.
I'm sure
we'll take your word for it because we're not going to go back and count.
Oh, I will. I don't have a life.
Okay.
We'll take your word for it.
I will. Fuck that. I will do that. I will be that guy.
Blade mode.
Man, you're going to make my job really difficult, aren't you?
Blade mode.
Anyway, so we were foolish to not have an agenda this time, but...
Whatever.
So what's happening?
What's happening?
Kyle, what's happening with you?
What's happening with
Talk
me?
Talk into
I'm
the mic, Tim.
And I just play games all day.
You just play games all day?
Pretty much.
That's all
life.
We do.
Oh, it's not
so,
great.
So what have you been playing?
What game have you been playing all day?
Skyrim.
What?
Welcome to 2 years ago?
I was just going
to
say, like, what year
exactly.
is it?
No, I've literally just been playing Skyrim all day for, like, last week.
Can't fault you for it. I mean, it's still awesome.
Let me ask you this. Is your character male or female?
A female character, actually.
I'm shocked.
Come on. That's not fair.
I know it's not fair. That's why we're here.
So tell us what you've been doing in Skyrim.
Yeah,
besides murdering
bears
the innocent.
Off cliffs.
What did you say?
Shouting bears off cliffs. I mean, what else?
Yeah, I mean that's fun. That's a thing, right? That is definitely a thing.
Joe just walked out of the room. I think we offended
him. I forgot. I fucked up.
I fucked up.
Last time when we recorded like this, because I have to use the paper towel roll as a mic stand, because we don't have
Since
four
we
mic
didn't
stands.
Get another mic stand yet?
Right.
It's too low.
So it's too low. So
furlough.
It's too furlough.
That
my dick's too low.
Funny story. That reminds me of a funny story.
Tell us your
podcast.
Funny story.
Tell us about your funny story.
Story time.
I'm ready.
So, I'm sure some of you at least know Jens, formerly from our old site. He contributes to another outlet now, but we're still good friends. But when we were recording,
was
our
old website blademode.gov?
Yes. It was, as a matter of fact, blademode.gov.
.org.
It got shut down with the government shutdown.
Yeah,
exactly.
Blademode.xxx.
Continue with your story.
Continue with your story.
The men of Blade Mode.
Wow, that was... No, you know what? Bye.
Yep, rage quit. Rage quit number one. If you're keeping score,
anyway,
that's number one.
I don't remember it exactly, but his mic stand, his makeshift mic stand was he was using a Rock Band USB microphone, and it was a cup, like a little plastic Disney cup, and the mic was taped on top of it. he sent us a picture, and I have to find it, and it's just the most amazing thing I've ever seen. But I'll have to show you guys later. It's amazing.
That's kind of like when we did the E3 coverage, and I did that live Skype chat with you. My mic stand for that was a friggin' coffee can.
That's fine. That's good. It works.
We used to prop the mic up when we used to do the podcast with the other recorder. We used to prop the mic up with a camera lens hood, an old metal camera lens hood.
Back when we used a pocket recorder.
Yeah.
Instead of actual equipment.
Jesus.
Yep.
Back now in the day.
Now that I have actual recording equipment. And funny enough, now that I finally built up my home PC and I started doing some recordings on there, dude, they sound so much better. Like, I'm using the same programs, the same plugins, everything, but for whatever reason, they just sound so much better at home than they do on my laptop.
Get your own goddamn place, and then we'll have a permanent recording setup area.
I'm working on it. I need to get work. That's the problem. Nobody will hire me with broken arms.
I got some work for you. Buggy. I can't make a zipper noise, though.
Homos explojays? Almost explosion.
Anyway, though, back to video games.
Back to Skyrim.
So you've been shouting bears off cliffs. That's rich.
That's it. That's all he does.
That's all you need to do in Skyrim.
I guess. Have you been doing it with the Kinect, though? Have you been yelling Fus Roda at your television?
No, I'm playing on PC. Why would I play on anything else?
You can have a Kinect hooked up to your PC.
I am outnumbered 3-1 now. Yeah. PC Master Race against me.
PCMasterRace.com,
10 out of 10.
PCMasterRaceBlademode.com, 10 out of 10.
So,
we have him doing it.
Yeah. I can't wait for MagFest to get him to do it, like, in real life.
Let's have a short Kinect talk here. So, Kinect on PC, one of the big shortfalls of the Kinect right now on the console is that it doesn't have its own processor in it. It doesn't have, everything is system side on the 360, which is why it's kind of janky. However, PCs being as stupid powerful as they are, the PC can do so much more rendering loads for it that you can have much more accurate
motion tracking.
Thank you. That was a 10 out of 10 BladeMode.com comment.
Yeah, I've already lost count.
But
you offered to go back and count.
I'm not doing it.
You can do crazier things too, because you can also hook up Wiimotes to your PC.
Yeah, that I knew.
Which I've done before. So what somebody did for Dead Space 2 was made it that you actually walk around, you stand in your room, and you walk using the Kinect, and you can stomp and you can punch, and then you aim and shoot with the Wiimote.
Wow.
The Kinect and the Wiimote together, and it made the game pretty interesting. Not that I'd
that
ever...
That does sound fun, and really, like, obtuse at the same time.
Ooh. Well, imagine pairing that with the Oculus for a first-person game. Now, all of a sudden, like, some of these crazy things you're getting on Kickstarter, like the STEM, which is a motion tracking thing, or there's another one that actually uses, like, a movie-style motion capture where they put, basically, ping-pong balls on your body to track the individual...
Like a mocap suit.
Yeah, mocap suit, basically. Well, instead of that, you could just have the Kinect do it. Wear the Oculus Rift, and now you have full body tracking with the full head tracking.
And then you could fully walk into walls.
Well, sweet. You'd probably be walking in place.
But. Well, have you seen...
How'd you get a concussion?
Well, no. Have you actually seen... There's like a thing that's about the size of... it's about the size of like a home trampoline that you would use for like exercising and stuff like that.
An Omni treadmill.
Yeah, that has... You literally stand on this thing, and you can run in any fucking direction. And it's just a treadmill that just goes in whatever direction that you're running in. So essentially you're in one spot, but you could run in any direction.
I don't know if I want to feel that dumb, though.
What the fuck dumb?
All right, now here's the scenario, right? You order this thing. You don't tell Jordan because you don't want to know how much you spent on it. And you put it down in the basement of your new house after you get married and have 5 kids.
Having no kids.
Then she comes home one day and she's looking for you. You can't hear her because you got your Oculus Rift on. You're in your Omni treadmill. You've got your PlayStation 3 Killzone 3 light gun going.
Yep.
And she just hears this weird noise. It's like, and like heavy footsteps. She comes downstairs and sees you doing that, and then just goes back upstairs, packs and leaves. And never sees you
then
again.
She pulls out her phone, records you looking like a jackass,
and then puts it on YouTube. We get a ton of hits, and it pays for our house.
10 out of 10, BladeMode.com.
Done!
I don't know about 10 out of 10, but...
Okay. 11.5 out of 2.
Could we... Yeah, I think...
I don't even think that makes sense.
But no, the Kinect, though, because it's such a much lower cost than that Omnitrend. That thing was, well, like, yeah. I think it was $800.
That's actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I think the it was either 800 or like 1200, somewhere in there. I don't know, we could look it up.
We should. Research. Nose goes. Kyle.
What? I'm exempt from this shit. My phone's being used to record.
It's
so.
True. YOLO.
You had a wife in the other room.
YOLO. YOLO swag. Hashtag YOLOswag.com.
Ashley, hobble in here on your golf ball
she's
heel.
She's in front of a TV that can connect, that's connected to a computer. She You're can just a sit TV. There on the couch and be like,
and then when she talks, the mics don't pick it up at all.
That's fine. We could relay. It could,
relay,
be, like, it could be like most married relationships. Where
she's playing Super Mario World.
Let
her be.
She says something, and then we relay it to you. We're like, Ashley says.
let the woman play said, Super Mario World.
So, have you been playing GTA at all, Kyle?
What was that?
I think someone's texting me and tweeting me.
You should probably fix that.
I can't.
Bah.
That's fun.
Wow, have you played GTA at all?
I have played a total of 1 hour of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Was it online or story mode?
Story mode.
You're an idiot. I bought that game specifically just for online.
He bought an Xbox Live Gold card.
I did. I never buy Xbox Live Gold. I bought 3 months because of this game.
No, it's my cousin's copy, so he's playing it right now. So,
well, you need to go over there and make sure that he has gold, and you need to play it online, and you need to join our crew.
Yeah, the Save Continue crew that you should fucking be in.
Yes.
I'm sorry, guys, but PS3 secondary master race.
What? Secondary master race.
Hold the phone.
Uh-oh, here comes another fucking two-hour podcast.
Although I think you can still join our crew on... No matter what console you're on.
Club.
Yeah, just go to the social club and join.
Yeah.
You could rep us on the PS Triple. Nigga!
Wait, is that a thing? Is that could you play on PlayStation 3 with the social club? And I mean, I know you won't, but you probably won't be able to join the same games.
You can't play together, obviously, but I think the social, the crews are shared across the system.
Ooh.
Because who's it? Kaylee Bristol? She's part of the Save Continue crew, and I think she has it on PS3.
There's Shout a cat out, in the Kaylee sink. Bristol. What up?
What up, girl?
You better show me, girl.
Zoop, 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 zoop. Yeah. So we were playing the other night, and Joe was whining about how he doesn't like deathmatch.
Oh, God. And then he was owning face in team deathmatch.
Yeah, he's team. Like, I'm down with team play.
It was no different.
Yeah, big.
It was no different.
Big difference.
I gotta admit, I'm more of a fan of team play.
Well, yeah,
versus,
yeah.
That's what most people say that can't carry a team.
Well, it's true. I can't carry a team.
I think I was owning face in the missions, not team deathmatch.
Dude, team deathmatch, you were raping.
Well, Joe was owning face in nearly everything we did, but it was funny because when he started up, he's like, I hate the shooting. I hate deathmatch. I can do team deathmatch, but I don't like that. It's such bullshit. And then he just comes in and he starts wrecking everybody in the match.
Closer to the mic.
Tim,
you're like drifting.
Hold on,
back. No one can hear you.
We're gonna pause for a minute. These mics fucking suck.
They're drum mics.
Then why are we using drum mics?
Because it's all I have.
What about those mics I gave you a while ago?
They are not to be XLR'd. They are wireless. All three of them are wireless. Do you know how much interference I would get with three wireless microphones?
I had wired mics too. I thought you took those.
No.
I don't. I might have thrown them out then.
Yeah, you did.
Not that hard to just sit in one place and talk.
It's very difficult for me.
Really? Because we do.
Kyle's not having a problem doing it, are you, Kyle?
He's a fucking telephone.
Kyle is not a telephone. Duh.
He's a telephone. I'm going to take a picture and send.
Wait. But if I'm not telephone, then who was phone?
10 out of 10.
Who's driving car? Bear driving car. How can that be? Really? You're just taking. Okay. God damn.
I know, right?
I have photographic.
No, but they're drums.
I have photographic evidence that Kyle is a phone.
I don't see a name tag on that phone.
Don't you
give me
dare.
A Sharpie.
Don't you. I'll fucking murder you.
Murder.
So, GTA is fun. That's pretty much that.
I'm going to tell you right now. GTA Online, It blows away every other GTA experience I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, yeah. Well, the game, even the single player blows away all the other GTAs completely.
But, like, the honestly, like, just the online alone, it's just the dynamic that you have with the other players and doing the missions and stuff like that, the communication, like, it's just, dude, it's 100 times better. Like, I don't even understand how I was able to get through playing any other Grand Theft Auto game up to this point, because they're all inferior in my eyes now.
And it's awesome when you can just replay Violent Duct for 2 hours.
Yep. We made, I am up to $250,000 in GTA Online. And that was essentially from one night.
I'll be that guy, though. I still prefer Saints Row 4.
It has a little bit more of like a silliness to it, but I tell you what, there is still a lot of character to this one that I think was missing in a lot of the other ones.
Yeah,
and it's,
I don't, Joe, I think you need to get further in the story too.
Possibly.
I'll tell you what, the story, like, I got to a point in the story where I was like, there is no game like this that is better than this. Even Saints Row, like, I don't think Saints Row can touch this game by the end of it, because there are some draggy parts. There's missions where you're like, you know, I got to go do this or whatever. I'm story mission wise, like, yeah. I just want to get to like something interesting happening sometimes. But then all of a sudden they give you this mission that like blows your mind off, and you can't believe you're doing this right now. Like, I had a mission that was just because of the nature of the sandbox style game. I was chasing a car through an airport, and there's police all over us too, and this person was running from me, and I spun out, so I turned, because I see them on the minimap turning around, and I hit a ramp in the airfield, and when I hit the ramp, it goes into the slow motion, because it's like a stunt. But at the same time, a 747 is landing, and all of the cars are crashing into it and exploding as I'm flying over the 747 in my car in slow motion, watching all of this happen.
Nice.
Mike and I were sitting there going, oh my God! Like, and stuff like that kept happening as this mission went on. The carnage just got bigger and bigger and bigger and more ridiculous.
But it was also like, it has that realism that you're just like, oh shit! But at the same time, it's like, it's got that slight over the top feel, so it really makes you like,
well, it's got,
pay attention
to
it.
It's got the Grand Theft Auto feel back that was missing in 4. Four was like, we're serious, like, we're The Wire. We're just like,
we're The Wire.
We're a drama show.
I have never seen a show better than The Wire.
What you're talking about has me legit excited for next-gen consoles, because of the fact that you can record your gameplay automatically.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the Xbox One records 5 minutes, your past 5 minutes automatically. Was it the PS4? You can pick a 10-minute segment, something like that? Or is it 7? Kyle,
I don't know off the top of my head.
10 out of 10,
PS4.
So
useless.
You
could share that on YouTube and be like, guys, check out what I did.
Guys, look at how many stupid YouTube videos are out there now because of my next-gen console.
It's going to be weird.
Oh, did you hear what else the Xbox One will do? It will record all of your achievements.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's awesome.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Since we got our Grand Theft Auto talk, how about we move on to next-gen console talk?
Segue into I put a Wii U on layaway.
Segue to he put disappointment on layaway.
It was one of the Zelda ones.
We're not getting back into this Nintendo talk. We spent
four hours of
podcast time.
Well, no. You said next gen console. It's a next gen console. This is what I'm buying. So I put.
No, it's a Nintendo gen console.
Fuck you. I'm getting my Wii U and I'm going to have fun with it. And I'm going to play everything else on my PC and I'm going to enjoy it. So, meh.
Anyway, let's talk about real consoles.
I'm trying to engage Kyle into the conversation here.
Kyle, which console are you buying other than both of them?
Both of them.
Which console you're buying are you more excited about so far?
PS4.
The PS4, of course.
Now, I mean, with Sony's admittedly shoddy track record of actually supporting their promises, how do you feel about going into this generation with Sony?
It doesn't feel any different than when I got my PlayStation 2.
Okay, but you didn't say PlayStation 3. Do you feel that they kept up with the PS3 enough?
My first last gen console was the Wii. So
Wii.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
but
I'm
just saying, all right, so Sony does not come through on their promises regularly. That is something that people have a problem with them. And that's one of my worries with this too, is that I hear so much talk about Sony's system is a great system. It looks really good, but they've always had a problem supporting their own systems. Their online infrastructure has always been rough. And I worry that things like the share button, a lot of the new territory, the new servers that they're going into, I worry that they're not going to support it the way that they need to. Although it seems like they're making a much bigger push, but then again, it seems like they're making a much bigger push with the Vita too. And well,
and we see how that went.
See how the Vita's going.
Exactly. The online component is really a secondary thing for me. It's not really, quote-unquote,
it's because you don't have friends.
Important. It's true. I don't have any friends.
Well, it's because you're PC Master Race.
Woo, you have all the friends.
But
you think you're better than all of them.
I think the hardware is the most important part, and I don't think Microsoft is delivering as much as they should.
See, so for you to decide your next-gen console, it pretty much comes down to hardware?
In some senses, yes, and in other senses, no. I mean, it's just the track record at this point. I mean, Microsoft's made too many missteps for me to really be like, yeah, I'm backing this 100%. I'm more like the 80% mark.
Well, like, what missteps are you talking about that you don't like?
Well, their consistent PR disasters, their lack of transparency with the hardware for the Xbox One. Having seen the Xbox One in action during the Fantasia presentation, I'm not a fan of the always on, or with the Kinect being always on, because it's not, even in a quiet room, it's still not accurate.
Okay, it doesn't have to be always on anymore, though.
Yeah, they've already said it, I know that. You don't even have to have it plugged in anymore.
Yeah.
I think what you're saying is that you don't like, if you were to have it in, it could cause problems.
Or it's just, it's still not up to standard as what you would want it to be.
I don't think they're delivering on their promise. Or it's not competent.
Okay. So, I mean, do you think that's something that they might try and address after the first, you know, however many, like, runs of the actual console and stuff? Do you think they'll end up doing, like, a slim version of the, like, PC or the fucking Xbox VCR?
And it doesn't matter. If they're promising it to work a certain way, and it should work that way out the door, not 6 months down the line.
And that's my thing too. I'm extremely hesitant in getting a next gen console other than a Wii U, mainly just because they put out all these things like, look what we're gonna do, and we're gonna do this, and we're gonna do that, and we're gonna be able to do this, and blah 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 blah. And then it's just like, when you actually get it in your hands, is it gonna be able to do it, and is it gonna be able to do it competently day fucking one? And my PC can as well, and that's why my PC and eventually my Wii U. Hopefully, Jordan's not listening because it's supposed to be a surprise.
I'm gonna text her right now.
Don't you fucking dare!
Well, don't forget, like, a lot of the Wii U's features weren't there day one.
Yes, those, but you have to understand, I also didn't buy it then.
Okay, well, here's my spin on it. I would rather something not work day one, but work 6 months down the line, than work day one, but not work 6 months down the line. Look at the PS3 and how backward they went with that.
Yep. I'll agree to that.
See, and that's my kind of thing, too. I think when it comes down to a lot of consoles, and even, like, it took me... I remember getting a 360... I want to say maybe like a year or two after launch, which I mean, still, I mean, it had what, like an 8 year cycle, 9 year cycle?
What?
The 360?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I
waited.
We're on
what, year seven now? Year eight?
I think we're on year eight.
Yeah, we're on year eight with both of them.
Right. So, I mean, now I had a 360 like maybe a year or two after they got released. Because I wanted to wait and see exactly how it was going to perform and, you know, what games were going to be on it and blah, 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 whatever. So Xbox started doing their thing. I had it, played it, enjoyed it, you know, but I wasn't like, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing ever. Ended up switching over to a PlayStation 3 because I found myself not playing as many games, but I wanted a Blu-ray player, so if I wanted to play some games, I could, blah, 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 blah. Features were cool. I didn't really play online that much, but when I did play online at the time, I honestly didn't have that many issues, depending on the game. Eventually, it got stolen from my apartment. Whatever.
It was
nothing. Nothing I could do about that. I eventually went back to a 360, and I've been happy with my 360 up to this point. With the next-gen consoles, I don't want to have to like flip-flop back and forth, because that's essentially what I did on this current gen.
Yeah.
I want it to be like, I want to feel 100% confident in my purchase day one. And the Wii U, to me, I know what I want, I know what I'm looking to get out of a console, and I'm going to get it. And that's why I'm getting a Wii U. Like, it's that just plain and simple. If I want a really immersive, crazy, like, hardcore gaming experience, I'll go over to my PC. If I want something casual and I want something to almost use as like a slight media center-ish kind of thing, but something that's going to be fun that I can also play with my fiance casually, I'm going to go to the Wii U. And that takes care of all my bases. So
yeah.
I think a lot of the Xbox features and a lot of the PlayStation 3 features, it's just, in my eyes, it's almost too much.
PS3 or PS4?
PS4, I'm sorry. Okay. PS4 and Xbone. Like, both of them are really, like, I can appreciate what they're trying to do because they're aiming high, but at the same time, it's just, like, it's almost like, dude, take a step back and just focus on, like, doing good games and putting out hardware that's going to perform really well with those games, period. Like, and that's where I feel Nintendo's focus is. They're not trying to add, like, bells and whistles too much. Like, they do, they have to innovate a little bit, and they have, and I can appreciate that as well. But their focus, to me, is the games.
Yeah.
So, that's where I'm at with it. I don't know if, like, when you, like, Joe, because you're probably, are you going to get both eventually? Probably?
Eventually, yeah.
So, how do you see yourself using each console, like, their own unique things that they can do? Like, what one are you going to use over it for whatever use? Because they're both Blu-ray players, correct? Yes?
Yeah, I'm going to use them for the games. Like, all the social bullshit, I don't care about. Like, I hate people who share their game updates on Facebook. Like, oh, I just earned a pig in whatever. Like, fuck you. I don't give a shit. Don't share.
Kyle Gatto. I see him come up in my newsfeed all the time. Kyle Gatto's in the top 20% players of Skyrim.
See, top 20%.
I even disabled the majority of my Raptor updates. Like, the only thing that I'll really post to Facebook game-wise is when I, like, get 1,000 out of 1,000 on a game. Or I get a particularly hard achievement or something I'm proud of. But the people who have just all these updates continually, where their Facebook feed is nothing but game updates and, like, please help me, I need Candy Crush tickets or bull, whatever. Like, fuck you. I don't care. I don't want the social bullshit of the Xbone and the PS4. I just want the games. I've been saying that for so long, and the main reason I'm getting an Xbone over a PS4, if it comes down to one or the other, is because of the games. Like, I want to play Forza 5. I want to play Dead Rising 3. I want to play Rise despite all the so far mixed press. On the PS4 side, I kind of want to play Knack. That hasn't been getting too much positive word either.
I can't
either.
Even think of any other PS4 launch titles other than Knack.
I mean, there's Killzone, but I really don't...
Yeah, there's Killzone.
I've never cared about Killzone. Everyone's like, well, what about Infamous? That's in February. That's not a launch title.
Well, yeah,
they've been touting it like it's a launch title.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's coming out in February, unless they bump it up.
I'm still at the same.
Closer, Tim. Closer. You keep leaning back.
That's because that's where I was sitting when we did the other thing. That's why I pivot like this.
I don't know. Yay.
It's picking me up.
Just keep wearing your hoodie, whatever.
You thug, you.
Friggin' Altair over here.
Thug Altair. Life.
Really? You mean Altair?
Yeah, thank
whatever.
You.
Whatever. I don't give a shit.
5 out of 10.
Fine. Ezio.
We don't do fives on blademode.com.
10 out of 20.
Tim Robinson, 0 out of 10, blademode.com.
10 out of 20, blademode.com.
Perfect.
We will do integers. I don't give a fuck.
So yeah, anyway, let's just hope that Sony and Microsoft deliver on their promises.
I could give two shits.
we're hopeful about different things, but honestly, I just want everybody to have a good experience no matter what way they go.
I'm also hopeful for system durability.
I'm hopeful for Valve to deliver on their promises.
Yeah, but you know what? They haven't even really gone, like, above and beyond. Like, they're all the things that they released, like, the couple weeks ago that we covered, mm-hmm. last week, I think we actually talked about it. Yeah. Everything that they're promising, as far as that's concerned, I can see it happening. Like, but
oh, no, it will happen.
Like, they're shooting high, but not so high that you're like, dude, this is not going to happen. Like, they're not overachieving, but at the same time, like, what they're doing is definitely going to be a game changer.
Well, it goes back to what I said about how the console generations are going to go, is we're going to see them become more PC-like. We're going to see companies become platforms rather than consoles, which is not a bad thing. It's just
the thing.
It's just the thing. And Valve's just getting a jump on that, which is the smart thing to do. Kyle, what did you think about all the Steam news?
I believe it in our Lord Gaben.
Hallowed be his name.
Yeah, pretty much.
One.
No, I think it's kind of incredible what Valve is doing. I mean, they're just kind of like, okay, we're Valve. Here's stuff. Not Half-Life 3, but we hope you're excited.
Yeah, we're gonna do 3 announcements this week.
Gaben has been trolling so fucking hard, it's unbelievable. Like, absolutely unbelievable.
And I'll tell you what, there's no doubt in my mind Half-Life 3 is being worked on, that it's going to come out. I just think that what they're doing is they're going to wait, and they're going to do it kind of like they did with Orange Box.
Yeah.
They'll probably put out, like, a set and be like, hey, you know, here's something awesome, thanks for waiting.
Here's Half-Life 3, Portal 3, and
Left 4 Dead 3. Yep.
And Team Fortress 3.
You don't need Team Fortress 3. You only need Team Fortress 2. Team Fortress 2 is not even true. Team Fortress 2. Team Fortress 2 is now Team Fortress, period.
Like, no, Team Fortress 2 is Hat Fortress now.
Hat Fortress, Hat Fortress Squared Enix.
Plus Alpha HD Remix.
Boom.
Arcade Edition 2013.
Yeah,
Ultra.
Exactly.
Ultra Arcade Mode 2013.
V2.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I think the coolest thing they did with some of those announcements was they said that if you don't get picked for the beta, if you don't get one of the 300 systems they're sending out, they're going to put the CAD files online for you to make the case that they're sending. So you could take the CAD files to a machine shop and get the case built for you, which is awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so like I could get those CAD files, get the Steam box made, and then go home, take my computer apart, and put it back in that case, and have a Steam box.
Be like, I got a Steam box now, yeah!
Mm-hmm. I think they're doing 300, too. Like, it should have been 333.
That'd have been even funnier, yeah. 333.33.
I'm sure there's some...
Somebody just gets a third of a system.
Yeah. Like, who wants to trade? I need more parts.
Like, somebody's going to get Half-Life 3,
but... Not even parts, they just took a system and they just cut it.
Right down a bandsaw, that'd be great.
Yeah, they like plasma cut like right through it.
That'd be sick. That'd be awesome. Be like, hey, well now you need to collect Steam cards so that you could fucking trade them in for one of the other thirds of your console. Play the games on the third of your console so that you can get a third more Steam cards so you could trade it in for another third of your system. Have you been doing anything with the card trading stuff, Kyle?
Ghetto.
No.
Why?
I get cards and then I'm like, I will sell this for 5 cents. I haven't made any money yet, but
5 cents? That's why. You're undercutting. Kyle, I've made at least $16 to $17.
In the past 3 years.
Money, 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 money. $16 to $17 for doing nothing.
No, I don't know. I don't really care about it.
Well, good. Then send them to me, and I'll sell them, and I'll keep the money.
10 out of 10. Blademode.com.
Sweet. Right, I'm cool with that. Money.
Are you even friends on Steam? I don't even remember.
I don't think so, actually.
In fact, you're not even friends in real life.
Oh, yeah, we are. Actually, yeah, we are. We met at PAX.
At PAX East. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's where I met him.
BFFs for life.
I didn't even know who he was.
A total accident.
Yeah. Yep. I was talking to the guys at Harmonix.
You were talking to Aaron.
Yep. About them putting Ethereal on.
Oh.
Yep. And he was like, "Oh, you're an Ethereal Collapse." I'm like, "Yeah." And the drummer, he's like, "Oh, that's so cool. I love those songs." And
I also work for you.
Well, no, that was well before
you were on, like, you were semi-medium for a while, though.
Yeah, but you have to understand that was well before the podcast.
Yeah, Max, that was...
No, that was... No, we started in February.
Yeah, but, like, I wasn't really doing too much on the podcast.
You were there for every episode in the beginning.
You lived at my house.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, you weren't on episode zero, except we heard you...
No, I didn't. Not on episode zero.
Pretty sure. What?
Nope.
Weren't you there on the couch?
Nope. He was not there.
He was probably asleep in the room. Somewhere.
No, I was not.
I could have sworn you were sitting on the couch.
That was one.
It was just the three of us talking, and you're in the background like, hey!
That was one.
Zero. This week's contest is, how many times did we say Blade Mode?
No,
Bonus question, Chris Huber on episode zero?
I was not on episode zero. I will fucking bet money on it. I was on episode one.
Come on, we don't have money.
How much money are you betting on it?
I will bet... Let me think here. Actually, no. Here. I have something that I can give away. I will give you a League of Legends code that I never use because I hate the fucking game.
Which code is it?
I'll tell you right now, actually.
It's a wallet code.
Is it the Chrome Rammus and Riot Graves?
I have no idea. But it's... I got it for buying a fucking headset.
Wait, if it's something I don't have, I'm gonna find out right now.
Logitech. I bought a Logitech headset.
Okay, what skin is it?
That means we have to listen to episode zero, and I don't think anyone actually wants
to. I'm not on it, I'm telling you. The answer is I'm not on it. Fuck you and your ignorance.
Okay. So.
Yeah. So that happened. That's cool. That's fine. So I don't even know what to fucking talk about.
Something
anymore.
I wanted to talk what about last talk week, about? But we never got to, is South Park: The Stick of Truth finally has a release date.
Oh yeah,
in December.
Let's talk about this.
Plus a Grand Wizard edition. Because leave it to South Park to release a KKK related special edition of a game.
Wow. Wow.
With Cartman dressed up as a Grand Wizard.
Is he fuck off. Seriously?
No, as a wizard. Wizard.
As like a wizard, but they call it a Grand Wizard.
Okay. Oh my God.
To this day, SML Podcast Episode 0 has 4 likes and 83 views. Oh God. Look how bad this is.
What are you doing?
Wow. I was just like a warning that it's going to suck. And
I was not on.
This is Tim.
Now look at the background too. Anal fisting.
Yes. Anal feasting.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, let's remiss on stuff that happened like just earlier this year.
Well, we've been doing the podcast for over 6 months now.
It's still not a year.
I know. But
congratulations, boys.
Shut up.
Every week for it's gonna be a year very, very soon though.
Yeah, in February.
February.
When we hit episode 52, shit gets real.
It's going down.
What about just 50?
Yeah, let's episode 50, number. We're going to have to make like a star-studded spectacular.
Because episode 52 will be a year.
Well, yeah, 52 will be a year.
Yeah, but episode 50 is a better number.
No, it'll be 51 because we have a lost episode.
That's going to happen still. We accounted for that.
That's never going to happen.
It is. That's our Olympic episode.
Yeah, that is. That's going to be the... Something life? What is it?
Extra life.
Extra life.
See, but then if you go to the website and you go to episode 24, whatever it was, like it'll be 4 months ahead of everything else.
So we'll just pretend it was
so
4 months
it's
ago.
Just not going to
so
happen.
What? So
we'll play games from 4 months ago.
There we go. Perfect.
It'll just be like episode 44.
Huber will pretend his shoulders work.
I'll pretend I haven't had my surgery yet.
Okay, well then we're going to make you play Rock Band drums the whole
Fuck
time.
Fuck you!
We'll go back to the old recorder.
Oh no. No, old recorder.
That's why we're not going back.
We don't want to do that.
Get your phone out and we'll record on
Kyle,
that
where
again.
Do you live?
I live in Chicago.
You should fly out here and stop living in Chicago. And then you could be our referee for our Game Olympics.
Well, no, we already have a referee.
Who?
Kunal.
Oh, is Kunal going
to
do it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you weren't here that week.
No, I did listen to the podcast, though.
Yeah, he's going to be the referee.
Allegedly.
Okay, you're out, Kyle Gatto.
Fuck you, we don't need you anymore.
We don't need you.
Kunal. I can't say his last name. Kunal Azmodan.
Majmudar.
Kunal Azmodan. 10 out of 10 Blademode.com. I was trying so hard to say it, but I had to stop to breathe.
All right, douchebags, it's 2:30. I need a jet.
We're 40. We're 40 minutes in, barely.
Yeah, it's not. That's
terrible.
That's terrible. You're right. We knew this was going to be a bad podcast going in.
I strive for greatness every time I sit down.
I didn't say it wasn't a great podcast.
I wasn't going to say that I can't hear you because you're like a mile away from the microphone.
Chair, spine, head. It's not that far off. It's like 2 inches.
Yeah, and I can't ever hear you when you're sitting down like that either.
I'm going to talk over here.
Hey, all right. Well, I guess Tim's leaving.
Tim's
so
leaving.
I have to go do jobbies from the job tree. So
okay, he has to do blowjobs from the blowjob tree.
So that's it for this week's episode of the SML podcast. But stay tuned because right now is the Joe Cam and Chris Huber podcast with our special guest Kyle Gatto. How you doing, Kyle?
Fantastic.
Oh, wow. We get to do this all over again? This is exciting.
Bye, Kyle.
Oh, special guest Tim Robinson.
Oh, wait. No, Tim's leaving.
You should put a new intro.
Special guest Tim. No, yeah. I'll make one. Wait, speaking of music, actually. Bye, Tim. Speaking of music, I just decided last night that I'm going to give myself a project to try and work on before MAGFest. This is an exclusive on this podcast. So at least there's something productive with this podcast. Joe is going to be my consultant. He is going to help.
You said as a producer.
Well, yeah, you can help me with that too.
Yeah, that's what a producer does. They give project money and they
fucking
consult.
Title.
Essentially, yeah. So Joe and I are going to sit down and we're going to figure out a list of songs that I'm going to do. And I'm going to try and put together a video game music cover CD. For MAGFest and, you know, do all the recordings and stuff and try and finish it before MAGFest so that I can sell it there.
Oh, that sounds awesome, man.
So I dabbled a little bit in video game covers like in high school, but it was primarily just it was just electronic stuff and Fruity Loops. So, I mean, like, it's whatever.
Let's see. What are some of the titles that we kicked around last night? Boogerman.
I'm doing a Boogerman song. Boogerman. Yes, because
you can't do Boogerman. Boogerman exists already.
Pretty much all of them exist. That's the problem.
Oh, all right.
So,
no,
I mean, like,
no, he's doing a CD of game covers.
Oh, he's doing... Oh, never mind then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, they're songs that already exist, and yeah, I'm going to remake them.
What did you think we were talking about?
Okay, see, I thought you were doing, like, original game-style covers. I just wasn't listening.
Well, I could do...
so good that our guest isn't paying attention to the fucking shit.
No, I'm an asshole.
You're fired.
I might actually mess around with some, you know, I always wanted to get into writing music for games, which I might dabble into a little bit, depending on the demand, but it also depends on who I could talk to that needs it.
Kunal.
Well, no, I actually sat in on Kunal's presentation at PAX. He didn't know me at the time.
Come on, guys.
So I'm gonna try and do this CD right now. I really want to do Boogerman, Flatulent Swamps.
Gunstar Heroes.
Yeah, because I really love Gunstar Heroes.
Dr. Robotnik, Mean Bean Machine.
Maybe we'll see. These are just some of the
games that we've kicked around.
Yeah.
We're
going to sit down.
Force you to do that at gunpoint.
Yeah, Joe and I are going to sit down. Actually, as soon as this podcast is over, We're going to sit down and try and come up with a set list, so to speak, of songs that I'm going to have to sit down and work on.
It'd be funny if as soon as this podcast is over and just the podcast ends right there.
No, we're not doing that. It's way too short.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've got some ideas for some stuff. You know, I'm really excited for some of it because like I said, I haven't really messed around with it a lot. Hopefully I can, I don't want to strive to try and make a couple bucks on it, but hey, if I could try and take care of the cost that I'm going to have to, you know, shell out so that I can actually make it to MAGFest.
Yeah.
You know, if I can cover that, man, I would be fucking ecstatic. So, I mean, it's really not going to cost me too much, but at the same time, it's like, I'm fun employed, so to speak, because of my shoulders and shit. So,
Kyle, what kind of songs would you like to hear covered?
Man, I honestly don't know. I would love to hear some classic Donkey Kong.
I was actually thinking about that too, because I really love I love a lot of the music on Donkey Kong Country for the SNES and even Donkey Kong Country 2, but Donkey Kong Country 1, some of that music was fucking fantastic. So I might mess around with that a little bit. That's an idea. Part of me really wants to do a Double Dragon tune because I really love Double Dragon. But the thing is, like, Joe and I are going to try and find songs. Like, you have to have at least a couple that people are going to actually recognize. But at the same time, I want to do a couple obscure ones, maybe. Because I don't know how many. I don't think there's been too many people that have fucked around with Boogerman. So.
No.
So.
Probably zero.
I think there was actually, like,
there
two.
Was one song on Overclocked Remix from Boogerman, and it was from years ago.
So I'm excited for that one. That one I'm going to have a lot of fun with because I used to play Boogerman all the fucking time on Genesis. So
your interlude of a hidden, the shop theme.
Oh, the shop theme from Castle Crashers. Yeah. Bleep, 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 bleep. Yeah, I'm really excited for that one. That's going to be fun. See, and that's the thing. I want to try and make it where there's like an actual flow to the CD.
Yeah.
Instead of it just being like, oh, here's a song, and here's another song.
Animal Crossing.
And then here's another song. So I'm going to try and actually, you know, consciously make an effort to make it flow at least a little bit. So we'll see what happens. But that's what we're probably going to be working on. So I don't know if any of you guys have suggestions, you can email us.
Zach.
So Zach, if you have any suggestions, you know, of what you would want to hear me cover. I don't know if... I don't even know if they're going to be familiar with my background. I know Kyle is because he's heard some of the ethereal stuff, but...
It's true, I have.
It'll be metal-related
probably.
Covers.
Some of them might be different.
Maybe a couple of rap songs for me to guest on.
We'll see what happens.
Yo, what's up?
Because the thing is, I don't want it to be...
hot lyrics for all the bitches.
I don't want it to be one of those things where it's just like if you sit down and listen to it all the way through where it gets like repetitive and boring.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like I'm going to try and add a little bit of interesting stuff to it, but we'll see. Because I was actually even thinking on the way over here, I was thinking of some songs too, and I think I might want to do something from Ocarina of Time, but really completely change the mood of the songs. Like, there's one in particular. I'm not going to give it away because I want to...
Hey, Tim, stop tapping the table.
Sorry. I have a problem.
Just sitting back here. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm close to the microphone. It doesn't matter.
But, yeah, something like that. But no, I want to take some songs and completely change the feel of it so it makes you think of a melody differently than you normally would. Yeah. And then there was one that I was contemplating taking the entire thing and rearranging it to a different key, like, or a different scale. So, like, take something that's really happy and, you know, primarily major and take the whole thing and put it in minor and just make it like really dark and shitty. So I don't know. We'll see. I've got a lot of ideas. We'll see what actually comes out of it, but I'm pretty excited to do it because that, not only that, I've never been to a MAGFest. So I'm really excited to see.
And you're registered for MAGFest.
I'm already registered.
So you are.
I'm in, I'm going. So, and then I'm pretty.
Old team's going to be there. I can't wait.
I know it's going to be exciting. I'm pretty stoked. I wish it was like sooner because I just like I really want to just go. Like, I'm like,
yeah.
After going to PAX, I'm like I really want to just go and hang out with a bunch of people and have fun again.
No, it'll be exciting. I get to see a bunch of people. I get to see one of my favorite bands. Pretty hyped.
I honestly think you guys will have more fun at MAGFest than you'll have at PAX.
I think I will, mainly just because I'm primarily a musician. So.
Machine Supremacy.
Good. It's the only band that I know. I was telling Joe, I'm like, Joe started rattling off all the bands, and he was like, Machine Supremacy. I'm like, fuck off. I haven't listened to them since high school.
You guys are going to be like holding hands at that concert, touching dicks.
I might. If you want to. I mean, like, I have no shame. Whatever.
It's fine, man. I love those guys. I'm friends with Rob on Facebook, their singer, and I'm just like, I fanboy every time.
Yeah, in all seriousness, I have not listened to them since high school, so I'm going to have to go back and really pay attention to. Albums,
man. They're really good.
Didn't you interview them on the Shaming Vault?
No, that was actually Joe. My plan right now, our other Joe, sorry.
Joe too.
I'm the only Joe. Listen here.
Joe Schmo.
Our former Joe. He no longer...
former Joe.
Old Joe.
Like, is that like...
Hello, old Joe. How are you?
Is that like a farmer Joe? But just a former Joe?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear Ashley playing the Wii U. What are you playing, hon?
Zoop, zoop, zoop.
Still Super Mario World. Zoop, zoop. Dying in ghost houses.
But my current plan is to do a new interview for Save Continue at MAGFest.
Sweet.
Nice.
Hopefully that'll pan out.
I was going to interview Vert at MAGFest, but that's not happening now.
That, which is unfortunate. Sorry, Jake Kaufman.
I'm so bummed about that.
I can't believe he got denied, which is some bullshit.
Yeah, because he's been there since MAGFest 1. He missed 1 year because of health issues, and they're fucking denying him. He's been there longer than the people running MAGFest. So,
that's some shit. That's some bullshit. That's
some shit. Yeah, they need new people, but don't forget your roots, too. I mean, Jake is as old school as it gets.
Excuse me.
He played at MAGFest 1. He sat in with the mini bosses and played.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of like sitting in on stuff.
Who are amazing live, by the way. I got to see them last year.
I'm so... I know I said this on an earlier episode, but dude, if I can so much as play any instrument, which I should be able to, if I can so much as play any instrument at the time MAGFest goes on, I will be in that fucking live jam room.
Like, jam space?
So much. You have no idea.
Let's do it, bro.
You have no idea. I'm so down. So down. Oh, yeah, that's right. You play guitar, don't you?
I play guitar, I play bass, I sing.
Well, I don't know if I'll be able to drum by that time, but I can try. We'll find out.
I pretend I can play drums. Rock Band has taught me many things.
See, and I tell you what, man, when I was doing drum lessons, like I was actually doing professional drum lessons for a while out of a store, a lot of the students that I had, the younger students, I told them, like, dude, get Rock Band and use Rock Band to practice at home because it's instant feedback. Let you know if you're on time or off time, as long as the calibration's good. But yeah. even still, I mean, like, if you're severely fucking up, like, you're just not even going to come close. But it even teaches you, like, just basic concepts of certain patterns and everything like that. Dude, it's solid. I love Rock Band. I know we all love Rock Band on this podcast, except for Tim. But
I'd love to learn to drum. My biggest issue is, like, foot and hand independence.
It takes, like, that was my biggest issue too, but it takes some getting used to, and Rock Band actually helped me, like, develop that.
It really, and that's something that comes over time. Like, I've been drumming since I was 8, 9. I'm 24 now. So, I mean, like, a lot of the limb independence comes over time. A lot of the, like, when I first started, it was essentially you've got your hands and then your feet separate, and then you try and mix them together. And then you work on your actual independence because it's like if you put too much, like too many complicated things in front of you, you're just going to keep stumbling the entire time. So you really have to, crawl and then build yourself up. Like,
like when I first started playing the Rock Band drums, I'm like, I don't get this at all. And I kept trying. I just kept trying. And then one day, like, I fell asleep and I woke up and, like, the next day I'm like, hey, I get this freaking finally.
Yep.
Yeah.
There is always this eureka moment of just like, wait, I get it now. Like,
I mean, some of the easier stuff I can handle on Rock Band, and to my credit, I have a sense of rhythm, which I know is helpful.
That's the thing. Drums. Essentially, when you're thinking of music and you're thinking of the role of each individual person, the drummer is essentially a human metronome.
Yeah.
Like, as a drummer, your primary job is to keep time. Yeah. Everything else is just flourishing. So, if you can't keep time as a drummer, you're not a drummer.
And Ashley can attest to the fact that when we're driving, I am always pounding on the steering wheel to songs and tapping around. So, one of these days I'll learn.
I'll teach you, Joe.
And then I could be the replacement for Rob in Nonpoint because I look like him.
Is that you look exactly like him? That's cool.
Have you seen pictures of Rob Rivera from Nonpoint?
I haven't, no.
You have a computer in front of you. You need to find a picture of Rob from Nonpoint.
Well, in that case, then I need to start acting because then I will be the stunt double for Jason Segel. So
I still don't see it as much as everyone else. But
dude, I get it all the fucking time. All the time. All the time.
I don't see it, man. I've seen you, and I don't see it.
Dude, if I had, like, a dollar for every single time, like, some random person just said, like, oh, you look like Jason Segel, dude, I'd be fucking rich. Like, I really would. Like, it happens all the fucking time.
I'm looking at Rob from Nonpoint, and I can see it a little bit. You'd have to shave, though.
Did he shave his beard?
Well, I used to have just a goatee all the time.
A goatee.
And a shaved head.
He used to be on Goatsy all the time.
Yeah, the full beard has been just in the past few years. But I actually went to go see Nonpoint the one time, and I was at the club that they were at. They have a balcony that's right next to the stage. So I'm kind of standing next to the stage up on the balcony, and all the band members keep looking up and pointing at me and then walking back to Rob the drummer, talking to him and pointing, and they're all laughing. And then they, like, started throwing drumsticks at me. It was fucking... They're like, oh, my God, you're fucking doppelgangers here, dude. So.
I wish I was a doppelganger of...
For Jason Segel?
I wish I was a doppelganger of Mike Portnoy, because then I would just take all of his jobs.
That would be awesome. Because that guy is never out of work.
Dude, he's got a new band, like, every fucking week. Like, it's crazy.
It really does.
To be fair, the Winery Dogs are actually, like, really good. I've listened to it. It's I could jam it. I can dig it. But holy fuck, man. Dude, Adrenaline Mob, when I saw them live, it was crazy. Like, that was one of the best performances I had seen in a long time. And for whatever reason, he only stayed with them for, what, like, a year? And then it's like...
Pretty much, yeah.
But, dude, that lineup was just... Holy fuck. Like, how could you leave a lineup like that?
Who
like,
was in it?
Dude, he left Dream Theater, so whatever.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to leave Dream Theater. Well, to be fair, I mean, I'm pretty sure the whole thing that went down with that was because he went off and did... He asked for time off to do, like, some of his, like, side things that he normally does.
Yeah, and wasn't that during the time that he was drumming for Avenged Sevenfold?
It was right after.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, so he wasn't still drumming for Avenged. Like, he just stopped, and then... Like, I guess he agreed to do some other kind of recording gig or tour or something, and the guys from Dream Theater were just like, dude, we're supposed to be getting in the studio and working on another album, and he's just like, yeah, just give me, like, a couple more months, and they're like, no, like, we're doing it now. Like, if you're not going to do it now, then we'll go find somebody, and I guess, like, he didn't believe them, and he called them on their bluff, and they're just like, all right, see ya.
too bad Bogue's not on the show, because I know he was telling me a lot about the whole Dream Theater... Portnoy drama too.
Dude, Dream Theater, I have been a Dream Theater fan since sixth grade. It was actually my music teacher that got me into them because he nice. Did like some sort of thing where it was like I was drumming at the time and he was just like, oh, if you're a drummer, you got to listen to these guys. And he gave me he gave me 6 Degrees of Inner Turbulence, and that was it, man. Like, as soon as that happened, like, I went back and bought their entire back catalog, started learning everything. My senior project in high school was to learn The Dance of Eternity. So
that's a freaking hard ass song,
dude. I honestly now to this point I could play that song fucking like blindfolded and deaf. Like, I just, I've played it so many times because nobody ever is, like, whenever I say, like, oh, yeah, I had to learn that song, they're like, fuck off. And then they go, like, play it. And I'm like, okay. And just go through it. And they're just like, well, okay. All right. That's kind of fucking retarded. But the thing was, even when I did that for my senior project, like, you have to ask for, you know, permission. You essentially have to, like, pitch them the idea of your senior project in high school. I went to my fucking, I went to my principal and I'm like, I want to learn this song on drums. They're like, you have to do something more than that. I go, no, listen to the song. So I played the song for them on a boombox, and she's just like, oh, have fun with that. So, but I don't know if you, Kyle, did you get the new Dream Theater album where Mike Mangini was actually able to write his own drum parts this time?
I listened to it and I'm just like, it's better than Black Clouds and Silver Lining.
Ooh.
But I'm like, I'm
Black
really
Clouds
over-
or change or dramatic turn of events.
No, the new one. What is it?
It's self-titled.
Yeah, it's at least it's better than a couple albums. But at the same time, I'm just like, I'm over Dream Theater. I don't know why, but it's all like it's all wank to me now. I'm not.
Well, it's Dream Theater. I think as soon as they hit Black Clouds, other than Nightmare to Remember, because there was some good stuff on Black Clouds. As soon as they hit
I'll agree to that.
As soon as they hit Dramatic Turn of Events, which was the first album with Mangini, which a lot of the parts that Mangini played were already recorded from Portnoy, so essentially they just told him what to play.
Right.
But that album was just kind of like, okay, here's your prog album. Like, it was a lot. It was very predictable, which is very hard to say for like a band like Dream Theater. But even more so with this album, like this album, I saw everything coming. Like there wasn't one part where I'm just like, oh, that's different. That's cool. Well, I mean, and I understand that you eventually hit a wall of just like, well, what more can we fucking do? But at the same time, it's like when you have Mangini finally writing his own parts, like there were a couple drum parts where I'm like, okay, this makes sense. This is Mangini's playing. You know, I enjoyed that, but at the same time, it's you still have the same band in front of them, so all of the melodies and all of the structures and everything like that are exactly the same as to what you would expect. So, I mean,
yeah.
I
don't know. I think Dream Theater is just kind of at a point where, I don't know, it's like, okay, the Dream Theater, oh well.
And that's kind of how I was. I want to say that the last really spectacular album from them in my eyes was Train of Thought.
Yeah, this is a good video game podcast, guys.
Yeah, fuck you, it's music too.
Hey, Dream Theater and Rock Band, so whatever.
Boom. Dream Theater and Rock Band. Petrucci, here, hold on.
And they're gonna be in Danfuse, which comes out in November.
In November. And Petrucci was on a, I want to say he did he do a commercial for fucking the new Rocksmith or something like that?
No, that was... Did he? I know their big, the big guitarist Ubisoft is touting is Jerry Cantrell.
Yeah, Jerry Cantrell. I saw him on it, but I want to say he might have made it. I don't know if he made a comment about the new Rocksmith or something like that, but I haven't actually tried Rocksmith. I might end up picking it up for PC. Maybe.
Uh-huh.
I'm debating on it because I'm not.
I recommend it.
I'm not primarily a guitar player. I'm primarily a drummer.
Well, was it the other week when you're like, oh, I should ask Kyle about reviewing Rocksmith? I'm like, no, he's going to take care of that one himself.
Yeah.
That's his jam.
Sorry, guys.
Well, Kyle, if you get another copy, hook a brother up. Because I'm broke after having to buy fucking two copies of Pokemon, one for me and one for my fiance.
We'll let you review Power Gig.
No. Absolutely not. But yeah, Pokemon next week. I'm fucking stoked.
Not even next week. This week, Saturday.
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we record it now. I'm thinking when we record it. We always record it on Wednesday. So
it's going to be out tomorrow, because our show's out on Friday.
Tomorrow?
No,
which
it
is
comes
Saturday.
Out on Tuesday.
No, it comes out on Saturday, the 12th.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Fuck off.
It's
really?
It's a Nintendo game. When do Nintendo games come out on Tuesdays?
They're so stupid.
You're stupid, stupid face.
Wait, so the midnight release is Friday?
Mm-hmm. It releases Friday at midnight, yes.
Oh, I got to tell Jordan.
Oh.
So here's...
Do you want to go to the...
Kyle, what's your favorite Pokemon?
fucking Squirtle? No. Charizard, what up?
Dude, Charizard is the main reason why I'm getting X, because his, like, super ultra mega fucking form looks so badass in X, it's not even funny. Did you see it or no?
Yeah. I'm still getting Y. Yeah, I did. Black Charizard, sweet.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
It's so cool. Pokemon is so awesome. I'm actually tempted to finally try Pokemon.
Dude,
this
please get one.
Ashley's in the other room yelling, no!
No! Ashley, no! Ashley, you have to get one too.
No!
Ashley, you have to get one too. Yes.
I don't think
Ashley would
like it. Oh, not
to mention the fact, also, well, here's another reason why I'm broke, and it's video game related. Tomorrow...
Flashlights?
No, tomorrow... Dark Souls. Tomorrow... tomorrow... it should be coming in the mail, but I ordered this from GameStop's website. It's the crazy battle edition of Injustice, so I can have the fight stick and the game. And it was only $100. It was brand new.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I've been dying to get a fight stick again since we've been doing like fight nights and stuff like that.
I still love how you yell at Tim for tapping the table constantly, and that's all you're doing.
You can't hear that. I'm not, like, hitting it.
You've been...
Look. See what I'm doing?
I've heard you hitting the table. I've heard
you. You can't hear that.
Also,
I have the headphones on. I'm pretty sure I can tell you.
You're getting lost in your conversation.
I know. But yeah, anyway, so Injustice Fight Stick, I don't know if you guys have actually seen it, but the thing's fucking ill.
I saw Tim's
old one. It is pretty awesome, man. Dude, it's got a bat
top. It's a bat top. I fucking love bat tops so much. Ugh, they're so nice. I'm so excited for that. I'm, like... I haven't been playing any of my fighting games in the past like couple weeks just because I knew I ordered that, and I'm like, I don't even want to play fighting games until
I get
my fight stick.
What system did you get it on?
360. Hmm. But that's also because I'm going to use it on my PC. Because I have, what was it? I got Super Street Fighter 4, Arcade Edition 2013, all and with all the DLC on the Steam sale for like fucking $7 or something stupid.
Speaking of sales, how about that Xbox Deal of the Week sale?
Yeah, Deal of the Week indeed.
I'm still sad I couldn't just say shitty movie games
in the
headline on...
That would have been fantastic.
To continue.
The only good game in that entire fucking thing was the X-Men one.
It's true.
Well, Alien versus Predator was decent enough.
I didn't get a chance to try that one, so...
It's not the side-scrolling beat-em-up, so I don't care.
Compared to Colonial Marines, Alien versus Predator is game of the year.
Whoa, wow. But
then again, that's comparing it against Colonial Marines.
That hurts. That's really...
So, Kyle, what are your thoughts on Deal of the Week being a recurring theme on the site?
I like it.
I think it has a good ring to it.
I do, too. I mean, you exchange the E for an A, and it takes on... whole new meaning. I appreciate the thought.
Innovation. I'm giving you new properties for Save Continue.
Boom. Boom.
I am producing. I'm creating.
Exactly. Now you're getting the...
I'm an executive producer. I'm just standing in the background and all the songs going,
do
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
No, that's a hype. That's a hype, man.
And a producer.
Ah!
Timbaland.
Ah!
Hype man. Key and Peele.
Yeah, if you haven't actually... Well, I've only seen like a couple clips of Key and Peele recently, but that one made me almost shit my pants laughing.
Do you watch Key and Peele, Kyle?
I don't know what that is.
It's Comedy
like a sketch
Central
comedy
show.
Thing.
Oh, wait. Yeah, actually, what my friend showed the dubstep episode for that.
You got to find the Hype Man... sketch. On YouTube, right?
Yeah, that's what I watched it on. Actually, you know what ended up happening? How I watched it?
Huh.
It was an advertisement before a YouTube video. So I watched the entire clip before watching whatever YouTube video I wanted to watch.
Wow. So find the Hype Man sketch, and if
YouTube
you haven't...
advertising works.
Dude, it was awesome! I was like, wow, this is fucking hysterical!
Yeah, find the Hype Man sketch, and if you haven't ever seen it yet, find the college football name sketch.
Oh, yeah! That's a good one, too. I agree.
So, yeah, video games.
Key and Peele needs a video game.
Yeah, Key and Peele video game. Connect. You star Key and Peele.
That would be awesome. Dude, I would buy that. I would buy it and play it
constantly.
Rated N-A. God damn it.
What the hell's N-A?
Not available, right? Isn't what? There a... There's one past, like, mature?
It's M-A.
M-A. Okay.
Or no, A-O. A-O.
A-O. Adult only.
Yeah.
And that's not allowed on consoles.
We can have it on a Steam box.
I think the rating system needs an overhaul, but I think that's a topic for another podcast.
Good. We probably should have talked about that today since we didn't talk about shit.
Yeah, we talked about Dream Theater for 20 minutes.
Fuck you. I love Dream Theater.
Anyway, I think it's time to wrap this up. Kyle, it was a pleasure having you on the show this week. How would you rate this week's show?
10 out of 10, blademode.com.
You're a fucking liar. You are a bold-faced liar.
Do you have any requests for the music this week?
Dream Theater.
No, we can't. Get...
I was gonna say in honor of school years, put Machine Supremacy on here.
Oh, Machine Supremacy. I'm getting like the weirdest sounds from your fucking phone.
Do you think we're good to put Machine Supremacy on the podcast?
I don't know, Kyle. Kyle, give me.
Who the fuck is texting me?
Watch it be Tim.
Do some of the free stuff from the website because
yeah. They have stuff.
Oh, all right,
yeah.
Do a Sidology episode 3.
Oh, I like that one. Ooh.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Right. Email me some songs that you want me to put on. Actually, why don't you just pick 3 songs and announce them right now?
Do it. You won't.
Shit. Let's do this.
Get your computer up, fucking on the spot.
Oh my god.
Do my job for me this week. Just put the Jeopardy theme right here.
No.
Alright, let's see.
I think he's ready. Hey. Psylocke!
You know what? Let's just distance. Do Sidology episode 3.
Dude, you're cutting out so bad.
I don't know why I'm... Can you hear me?
Yes. Sort of. Yes. Yeah. Just go, and we'll tell you to repeat if we didn't get it.
No. Okay. Do all 3 episodes of the Sidology trilogy.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
We can do that.
Okay. So Sidology 1, 2, and 3.
Sidology 1, 2, and 3.
Boom.
Blademode.com.
Blademode.com. 10 out of 10.
Blademode.com. 20 out of 10.
20 out of 10. Give me a legitimate number of the review of the songs for this week.
I don't know. I'm biased. I don't think I can review these fairly.
Okay, well then give me your number. Give me the Kyle Gatto special.
Now I'm just confused.
Give me the Kyle Gatto special.
I don't think you want that.
10 out of 10, blademode.com, the end. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Yeah.